The second order is the Chasam Sofer, right here on this Gemara, in Masechtes Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph says that it's mashma that the idea Yehei Lulav Nito B'Medina Shiva was Mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Now, it's not just mashma. That's what the Mishnah says. But the Chasam Sofer says that if you think about it, it's a little bit of a chiddush, because it would seem then that after Churban Bayis Rishon, they never made such a takana. This takana was a takana that was made after Churban Bayis Sheni. But he says after Churban Bayis Rishon, it sounds a little bit like there was no such takana. And the Chasam Sofer wonders out loud, why not? He says, why is it that after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you don't find that the Nevi'im and the Gedolim and the Manhigim, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they made a takana that you should go and you should take the lulav b'medina shiva zeichel mikdash. And the truth is, there are many takanas throughout Shas, the fourth parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted certain things zeichel mikdash. And you find that it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one that did that. But you don't find that the Nevi'im and that the Manhigim after Bayis Rishon did. And the Chasam Sofer is worth seeing inside because there's a lot there. But just one punchline as it relates to Inyoneinu, and that is the Chasam Sofer says something that you have to be the Chasam Sofer to say. And that is, there was a taina on the Manhigim after Bayis Rishon that they did not go and make things Zeichel HaMikdash. Because Zeichel HaMikdash is like we just said, it's Tzion Hi Doiresh Ein La Mechlal Deboyid Rishon. And there was on some level a taina on the Yidden who lost the first Beis HaMikdash that they didn't want the second Beis HaMikdash badly enough. And that's why they never made this takana. And says the Chasam Sofer, maybe that's why when the second Beis HaMikdash was built, it wasn't built with the Gantz HaGantzkeit. But rather, the second Beis HaMikdash, when it was built, it was a replacement Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara says in Yuma Chafala from the Beis that there were five things that were lacking in the second Beis HaMikdash that we had in the first Beis HaMikdash. Why were they lacking? Why didn't the second Beis HaMikdash come back Bishnoi Musa? So the truth is that the Gemara says in Yuma, Taftes HaMikdash, it's because not all the Yidden went to Eretz Yisrael at the time of the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Abba Hogufa, why didn't they go? It's because there was a chesaron in Dairish Eimla. Mechlal Dabai Trisha, and they didn't fulfill, they didn't want it badly enough. You see, there were so many Jews that were still living in Babel. 42,360, that was the number that's mentioned, that's the census in the beginning of Sefer Ezra. That's how many Yidden went to Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. But everybody else stayed behind. And there was a time of why the Yidden didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. And says the Chasam Sofer, maybe, because the Yidden didn't go, and you see, they didn't make a takon of Zeichel HaMikdash. He said, that's precisely the reason, said the Chasam Sofer, that the second Beis HaMikdash never became the real replacement. It was never the Gula Asida. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai understood that. And that's why after Churban Bayis Sheni, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to be Mesakin there. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, we're going to go into a Golus now, and we're going to go into a Golus. We have to make sure that this is going to be a Beis HaMikdash. So he said, you know what we need to do? What we need to do is we're going to make Takonis Zeichel HaMikdash. And if this is going to be Takonis that are going to be Zeichel HaMikdash, so that's going to be the way. That's going to be the Eitzah. That's the Tachbula. That's the strategy. That's the Skula. So like this, we can be assured that when the Beis HaMikdash is built, it's going to be the Gula Asida. It's going to be the real Beis HaMikdash. So the Chasam Sofer says that Tosfos here in the Sugya asks Akasha. Tosfos says, the Mishnah, we're learning Perek Lulav HaGazel, and discusses Allah about Talud Minim. Bari Shaina Haya Lulav Nito B'Mikdash Shiva. Ube Medina Yaymecha Shchar Beis HaMikdash Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Sheyei Lulav Nito B'Medina Shiva Zeichel HaMikdash. And then the Mishnah throws in another Takana that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said, and that is, V'Sheyei Yoyim Hanaf Kuloi Aser. That on the 16th day of Nisan, the day that the Karban Omer was once brought, you shouldn't be able to eat from the Karban Omer. And the Gemara said, why not? What's the big deal? So there were two Pshatim in the Gemara, but the first Pshat in the Gemara was because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai felt Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, the Yomru, etc., etc., etc. Freaked, Toisfis. I don't understand. Why did the Mishnah bring that Takana? The Shehe Yoim Hanav Kula Yasser? What's the point? Now, don't tell me it's because, oh, we're mentioning a takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so let's mention another takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. If you're going to go down that road, Frey Toysfis, takon is tuva. There were many, many takonas that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin. So why would you only mention this additional takon? Why not mention all the takonas? Why are we mentioning the original? the original takana, that's perkul of agazel. That's what we're talking about. But why shniyeh yoyim anafku loyaser? So the Chasam Sofer said the lefize, maybe this is a teretz of tois v'skasha. He said why? Because what was the nehiri about the Beis Hamikdash? The Gemara clarified in the first teretz, the Beis Hamikdash might be built when on yontif. The whole Indian is it's going to be built on yontif. Freak Rashi akasha. We spoke about this Rashi when we learned the daf. The Beis Hamikdash is going to be built on yontif. It can't be built on yontif. Ain't and the Gemara shall be built at night. What's the teretz? The teretz is, because we're talking about the third Beis Hamikdash, and the third Beis Hamikdash is going to come down Mishamayim. No one's going to have to build the third Beis Hamikdash. It's going to be Nisgal, it's going to be revealed, it's going to be Bonu Meshuchlo, and like this, you're not going to have to build it. So said the Chasam Sofer, that's why the Mishnah threw in this takana. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went and he made a takana Zeichel Hamikdash. What was the inyan of Zeichel Hamikdash? Because like this, he wanted to fulfill the pasuk of Tziyani Dairish Ein La, Dairish Ein La Mechral de Bayadrisha. And he didn't want to repeat the mistake that the Yidden made after Churban by his region, which was there were no takanas of Zeichel HaMikdash, and Yidden didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, and they weren't Dairish the Beis HaMikdash as much as they should have, said the Chasam Sofer. And that's why when the Beis HaMikdash came, what they get? They got Bayis Sheni, which was not Bayis Rishon, and certainly not Bayis Shlishi. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai wanted to be Masakina, so he made a takana that we should take Dalud Minim Zeichel HaMikdash. By doing that, we'll be Dairish the Beis HaMikdash. You know what's going to happen if we're Dairish the Beis HaMikdash? Then there's going to be another Beis HaMikdash. And that Beis HaMikdash is going to be the Bayis HaShlishi. And the Bayis HaShlishi is going to come down Bonoyu Meshuchla. Oh, it's going to come down Bonoyu Meshuchla. It may come out at night. It may come on Yontif. If it's going to come on Yontif, now we have a problem. What's going to be with the Karban Omer? Oh, that's the Hemshech Zedek Sam Sofer. That's the connection between the Takana of Dalud Minim 7 days Begvulim and between the Takana of Shiei Yoy Manav Kulei Yasa. But this is the Yesod of the Chasam Sofer, which is Yesod Nifla. He says that really, when Klai Yisrael's Mekayim, the Derisha, when they're Doiresh properly, that's when the Gula is going to come. And there was a time after Bayis Rishon, all the Jews that didn't want to go to Bayis Sheni, and the fact that you don't find anywhere any takonas that were made in the same vein, there Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made takonas after Churban Bayis Sheni, and it was all on some level a taina, and that's why the second Beis HaMikdash wasn't the Beis HaMikdash. I saw the Chasam Sofer in Teiras Moshe on the pasuk that we mentioned earlier, L'shichnoi Sidrishu, Uvasa Shama. So says the Chasam Sofer, quote, Al derech habolit tayr mesayin oisai, imrak tidrosh lavoi. If a person wants, if a person's doyresh, if he's l'shichnei sidrishu, then tia batuach shetavoi shama, kin yishlach mikta, mikoydish ezrecha, because that's going to bring the geula. At the end of the day, there's a quid pro quo, there's a mida keneged mida. L'shichnei sidrishu, and if you do that, then uvasa shama.